I was glad when they said that to me. Let's go into the house of the Lord. I never understood why the old folk used to say that, but now I do. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. I thank God for you all. Hallelujah. Are there any November babies in the house? November babies. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, put it up. Another year to stop the devil's head. Come on, y'all. One more year to stop the devil's head in the name of Jesus. I want you to turn with me. I'm going to be reading Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. And then we're going to turn the page over to Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. I'm reading from the New King James Version. I like this. Guys, I like this. I get to do this. This is so cool. Listen, if you haven't been following us, we've been all over Baltimore City, and God has just been blessing us. And I'm telling you, we've taken the show on the road. Hallelujah. The Jesus Christ show. Hallelujah. We've taken it on the road, and God has just blessed and blessed us. I'm reading again, St. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. And then we're going to turn the page, and we're going to go over 4 verses 1 through 4. Praise God. This is the a new series we're talking about, and it's Identity Test. This is a new series. Hey, man, somebody felt me on that. Identity Test. And today's message is about being tested. The reading of the word says in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13, says, Immediately, from the water, and behold, the heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Turn the page. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Answered and said, "It is written." Hallelujah. Somebody say, "It's written."
It's written.
"Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God." Yeah. Hallelujah. A believer's identity will always be tested to prove it is what God claims it to be. Yeah. A believer's identity will always be tested to prove it is what God claims it to be. Before you take your seats, we're going to pray, but I want to teach today on 3 points. I want to discuss why your identity is always under attack. I know mine is. why your identity is always under attack. Number two, why most of you as believers will never make it past this first test to prove your identity. And lastly, I want to cover what example does Jesus give us to pass this test? I'm going to do it in that type of order. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would fill this room full of your presence, Father, that you would have your way, God. Hide me behind your cross, God. Do what you want to do, Father. Lord, none of me, all of you, God, if it's just one person, God, if it's just one that will receive what you are saying to us, God, then it is a well done message, God. Have your way. Open up our hearts and minds to you, Father, so that we can prove what you've claimed us to be, that we may prove the identity that you gave us. And it is in Jesus' name. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah. What is an identity? When I was looking this stuff up, identity, I was struggling. It has so many different definitions for an identity. What is an identity? And when I studied as extensive as I could, I learned that it had three components, right? It was your personality, your values, and your character. your personality. I'm like, man, personality, what's my personality? Personality is that predominant, that dominant piece about who you are. It's that thing, it's how you engage with people and the world that is around you. It's your personality. It's who you are, right? It's your personality. Another component is your value. It's the thing that you deem worthy or worth something. What do you value? It's the standard in which you hold above all things else. It's your value, right? And the last thing is your character. Your character is how you put everything into fruition. It's just the standard being manifested. Don't tell me what you believe. You better show me. That's how I know your character. That's how I know. This is your identity. It's made up of your personality, your values, and your character. Any identity can be whatever someone say it is, right? But a believer's identity is what God says it is. Come on. David says, I praise you, for I am fearfully. Come on, I got some saints in that. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy words. Come on. God told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came out of your mother's womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you a prophet. God knew you before the world even began. Jesus said, before Abraham was. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Touch your neighbor and say, he knows my identity before the world began. Come on, wake somebody up. I know it's a little dark in here. It's old school church. But we're going to make it a little bit more modern here in a second. This outrageous man is walking around with camel's hair. And his food is locusts and honey. We know him as John the Baptist, right? And you're that guy that I've been preparing everybody for. You should be baptized with me. He said, we're going to do what the words say do. And so, hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that Jesus identifies him as a prophet, but also the prophet John identifies this to be the Christ. This is the guy I was telling you about. He identified it. And those two were in agreement. But as soon as Jesus gets baptized and he comes out of water, the Bible says that the Spirit comes on him like a dove. And a voice comes from heaven and says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This is it. Listen, when there are two more gathered together, God is in the midst. But an agreement is confirmed with two or more people. And everybody saw this. It was confirmed that this was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Come on, somebody. Is there any one of you that got saved for the first time, that gave their life to the Lord for the first time, and it felt pure? You felt so good. It was like, I feel loved, and you were crying, and it was like, man, I'm a child of God. I'm a believer. And now you gotta hold your end of the bargain. You gotta live saved, and you're like, yo, I'm accountable. No, I'm accountable now, and I'm gonna do this. I can remember back in the day, they used to have testimony service. Let me talk over here. They used to have testimony, because I'm about to pass the mic. The old folks used to have testimony service, and all the old folks didn't have nothing better to say than that. I just thank the Lord for being here, and I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I just can't wait till one day I'm going to go see Jesus. Y'all remember that? And that's back in the day when the church was on fire. It was on fire because you could feel the presence of the Lord in the parking lot. I can remember me, I would come in a service like around this time, around noon, because I was straddling out. Come on, I ain't the only one. Because I was coming in from a late night at the club, right? And I had to make noontime service, right? And I can remember I used to hide from the saints because the old saints could see sin from a mile away. Come on, somebody. Listen. And they knew your sin a month. Look, they was worse than the marijuana test. Come on, somebody. Oh, I'm going to keep it real. Now, y'all know I'm going to keep it real. They knew what you did a month ago. Right? That's when church was on fire. That's when their faith was on another level. I'm talking about the homeless folk.
The people who was on drugs on the street wouldn't even pass. Listen, they robbing churches today. It's all kind of crazy stuff going on in church today. But back in the day, nuh-uh, their faith was so at such a level that people wouldn't even pass. They would go to another block before they passed by a church. That's what we got to get it back to. That was the standard of the church. That was the identity that the church had. Hallelujah. Come on. Is there any saved, sanctified folk? Filled with the Holy Ghost. Do I got some saved folk? I know they're over here. What am I saying? Sanctified folk. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Fire baptized. Come on, somebody. I remember we were just so excited just to be saved. That's our identity. That's our identity. Come on. And Jesus, Christ, he comes out of the water and he's proclaimed as the Son of God. And the first thing that happens is he's shot out into the wilderness, led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted, to be tested by the devil. Come on, somebody. Listen, I remember when I was in sin doing my thing, and I would come up to the altar and I was just like, Lord, and when I was sober, right? Yeah, that's when you. When I was sober, I'm like, this is my opportunity to change. And I can remember, man, Lord, please change me. Please save me. This is my opportunity. And it's like every time I got up off my knees, I was going right back into a test. Back into the same thing that I prayed God forgiveness for. Back into the test. And it's like every time I'm trying to get it right, I'm going right back into a test. Why me, Lord? Why do I gotta go? I'm giving everything to you at the altar like they told me to. They told me to get the Holy Ghost. I did it. And I'm going right back into the test. Amen. A test. The test is an evaluation to prove or disprove something. Oh. God wants to show the world proof. You are what he says you are. Uh-oh. You got to understand this. Any car manufacturer, before they put that car out, they got to make sure it does what they say it's going to do. Come on. Your iPhone, your Android, whatever you got, right? Do you know that thing goes through extensive testing to make sure that they can prove it does what they say it's going to do? Whatever you put out there, any good, reputable producer or director or creator or builder has to put it through the test. And I'm telling you what, God claims you to be his child, to be his son, to be his daughter. And you got to know, he is going to put you through hell on earth to prove you are what he says you are. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. As a child of God. A child of God. Hallelujah. This scripture shows us that Jesus is tested in three ways. But today I'm only going to cover one. And this one, most Christians, hear what I'm saying. Never make it past it. Most of them. Do not, I know, you Christians out there will never make it past. I'm going to show you what happens, but even still, most of us will still never make it past this test. Improving you are what God says you are. In this first test, you're going to be tested on your ability to be able to control your hunger pains. Yes. Hey, when I say hunger, listen, for the sake of this message, when I say hunger pains, it means what you want when you want it. So when I say hunger pains, I'll repeat it, but just keep in your mind, when I say hunger pains, it's what you want when you want it, because I want it now. Right? What you want, your hunger pains is what you want when you want it. And the enemy, the devil, Satan, the chief devil, right, capitalizes on this because he uses almost unbeatable weapon. And his almost unbeatable weapon is to get you to doubt your identity. Yeah. He wants, if he can get a smidgen of doubt, then he's done his job for you to believe what God says that you are. Now, a believer's identity is based in what God says you are, what God says you can have, and how God intends you to live. What God says you are, what God says you can have, and what God intends, how God intends you to live. When you doubt your identity, you distort, you twist out the true meaning of your identity. I said, when you doubt it, you distort it, you twist the true essence, the true identity of what God gave you. This actually gives you permission to justify having what you want when you want it. Right? For an example, right? I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get in shape, right? I'm trying to get it tight, right? And on that journey, so I might want to look like The Rock, right? Dwayne Johnson. You might want to look like Serena Williams, right? But after 3 weeks, man, ain't nothing happening. So you start doubting, right? And now what that does is it gives me a ability to justify why should I have them Twinkies? Why should I have them Tasty Cakes? Why should I? Hey, amen. Because I can't wait. Now that I doubt, the doubt gives permission to justify. The doubt gives me permission. God didn't give me permission. The doubt does. Gave me permission to justify my Tasty Cake. My Pop-Tart. Amen? Come on. I know you want them. That's why I brought them up. She know who I'm talking to. Hallelujah. Right. Come on, somebody. I'm getting older and I desire a family. I want a wife or I want a husband and I want children and I'm getting older. Right. So I'm coming. I'm going to change some things. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to go to church. Change some things about me. I'm going to the gym. Get it tight. Right. I'm going to do some things. I'm going to get a little bit more social. I'm going to get out there. Right. But after 3 weeks, ain't nothing happening. I tried it God's way. Right. Now, what do? I go back to the Tasty Cakes and the Pop-Tarts. Now, I would say something else, but some young people in here. I saw some of the young people. I'm going to keep it real, though, once we get that nursery. Right? Yeah, I know I am. Right? The doubt gives me permission to justify. Right? Right? I'm getting older. I want to start that new book. I want to go back to school. There's some things that I want to do. I've been busting my butt with them kids. I want to do something. It's time for me to write my book. Get out there, right? And after 3 weeks or so of school, you start doubting. I can't do this. It's not moving fast enough, right? And I lose my patience and I start doubting, right? The doubt gives me permission to justify. Now I'm back on the Pop-Tarts and Tasty Cakes. Doubting your identity is so dangerous because Satan won't tempt you with God's best intentions. He won't give you something wholesome, fulfilling, something real. He leverages your hunger pains. He leverages it to change so that you can change something that is not as though it was. Come on. That's not that. But he gets you to leverage it. He gets you to count it as worthy. Like, this is worth that. And it's not worth that. He gets you to justify or to qualify something that's not on the same level. Right? Come on. You've been lonely. Y'all got some single folks in here because I ain't getting no amen. Everybody married? Nobody want to raise their hand because you sitting next to your boo. I understand. Right? Come on now. You've been lonely and desire companionship for a long time. And you are qualifying someone that is super far from God's best. Come on. But you justify it. You justify it to feed your hunger. You justify something that you would listen. You would never put up with that. That's something that you would never. You would never put up with that. And you're putting up with that. How could you put up with something like that? That's not even you. That guy? That girl? I always pick on the guys. That girl? That ain't even you, bro. What's up? My wife and I play all the time, right? Because that's just what we do. We have fun, right? And I pick on her. I'd be like, baby, you used to deal with him? You know what I mean? And she hit me back. She'd be like, oh, hold on. She go on to Facebook or something, be like, you used to deal with her. And she, and we go back and forth, and we go back and forth. And it's like, what was we thinking? Come on, somebody. I know y'all ain't laughing out there. Because you thinking, listen, how did I get there? I used to smoke that with them. I used to shoot that with them. I used to do that with them. What was I thinking? And this is what the enemy does. He leverages your hunger pains, right? When you're vulnerable, when you're desperate, when you're at your lowest place, when you're questioning your life, he offers a counterfeit solution. But you qualify it. You qualify it, which compromises your identity. Come on. Some of you have hunger pains right now for a new job, for a better marriage, for a better career, for a new... Give me a situation. I just want a situation. I just want a situation. Now, I know somebody feel me on that. I just want... You got a situation. Can I get a situation? Right? But instead of waiting patiently on God's promise, Satan shows you that distorted version of it.